Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
You won't have a cup.
Are you sure now it's hot?
We're looking at survey results today from Virgin Money. They asked 2,000 people, if you have a tradesperson or a contractor in your house, are you offering them tea? 61%. 6 in 10 people, yeah, always they're going to be offered a cup of tea. But then it gets more interesting as you dive down into it. 3 in 10 of those people, when they offer the cup of tea, are hoping that it is refused, that they don't have to go to the hassle of making the cup of tea.
It's lazy.
And what's even more mental is that 1 in 2 people who offer a tradesperson a cup of tea believe that anything beyond a cuppa, even a biscuit, is too far. Now, I'm glad to say that this is a predominantly English survey. We'd have none of that carry on here. And it's good to hear the stories of people getting fed when they're working from house to house, or contractors working from field to field.
Because we're concerned about you. We're thinking, yeah, of course, you can go to a deli if there's one nearby, get a sandwich or even a hot dinner made up. But like, if you're trying to be a little bit more healthy, or you just don't want to be eating deli food every day, how do you get fed?
Jack is a man of the land who doesn't like to travel too far because he goes home for the dinner every day at 1 o'clock that the mother cooks from. Jack from the wee County Louth. And then you hear lovely stories like this. My fella does a bit of work for the neighbours every now and then. And when he does, the neighbours go to Supermax, get them big orders of burgers and pizza, and then tea and biscuits afterwards. They barely get any time to get work done.
They're so busy eating, it's for seconds and thirds. But that's a great way to treat the workers. I know back in the day, my own mom would have considered it the height of rudeness not to bring any workmen in for dinner in the middle of the day, because that's when it was held in our house and you just brought them in around the table. And I do feel guilty now that I don't carry on that tradition, because like, I'm not usually in the house when the workman is there.
That annoys me if I'm not there for the workmen, that I cannot offer them a cup of tea or a biscuit or a sandwich or a fry if they're early in the morning, because that's the way I was raised. It would be sacrilegious if you were not to have a feed or a meal for the people who are coming to do the work. And it seems it still continues. Hiya, Jonathan. My biggest job bailing this summer was turning down offers of dinner. You could be calling to 5, 6 or 7 small farms a day, and every single one of them wants to feed you. After the third beef and spuds dinner, it does get a bit much to tackle a fourth one.
Ah, Jonathan, would you not gird your loins and just see, could you squeeze in a fourth meal?
Hi, Shane. As an apprentice, one of the greatest lessons I learned was this. You can be the greatest carpenter in the world, but if you don't take the tea, you may as well not have hands to bless yourself. It's often the chats that get you repeat business, not the work.
Very fair point. You have to be a personable sort, maybe, to get that recommendation. Does lead me to a follow-on question. Just harken back to Jonathan a bit. What do you do if the meals you're getting served, if they're a terrible cook?
Oh, God.
And I know you're going to multiple houses. What if you're stuck on one job in one house for like over a period of, I don't know, a week or so?
I'm celiac. I can't eat any of that. I'm celiac.
Terrible.
No, fully certified, not gluten intolerant, fully celiac. Can't be eating any of that stuff. Very sorry.
It would be horrific. You don't want to cause offence, but a man or a woman working hard needs to get fed.
Growing up, I never heard if somebody was a good payer, as if they were very generous with money or what they were like to work for. I always remember the stories of, well, they didn't give us any tea or they didn't feed us.
Don't let it be said about you.
Don't. I know cosy live and cost of living crisis, but gotta feed the men and women who's doing a bit of work around the house.
And have a decent pack of biscuits waiting for them too. Don't be giving them the cheap ones, because you know yourself now.
Imagine them turning their nose up. Now, just know I wouldn't eat them. They're the cheap ones.
You've just got, you know, own brand rich tea biscuits. No, come on now. Make a bit of effort.
Feed the workers. Let them know it's feeding time.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.